This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Kevin McCullough
is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Well, we're glad you're with us, and tonight we've got a very special second hour in store for you. We've got the entire cast, not one, but all of them, from the movie Run the Race. It opened yesterday, and it is number three in the country right now in average dollars per screen in terms of what it's bringing in, and we're looking forward to a fun second hour on tonight's broadcast. Kevin McCullough welcoming you in, even if you happen to be a Kamala Harris supporter. The Kamala Harris supporter trolls have been legion on Twitter the last 24 hours, and there's some reasons why. I engaged in a fun little exercise yesterday because I was watching the reaction, and I was very disgusted by this. I was watching the reaction of the Jussie. Spell your name right, man. Jussie Smollett, who basically has been outed as a complete fraud. He staged an attack, blamed it on fake Trump supporters, held a press conference, went to church, gave speeches, all kinds of things. The Chicago Police Department spent millions of dollars investigating this thing. They were on the lookout for these guys wearing the MAGA hats, and there were all kinds of implications about this. People were in danger and all this stuff. And, you know, now he's posted bail. He's gotten out. He's going to wait for his trial. But he got to go back to work for a couple of episodes of Empire. They removed him from the season finale. But it wasn't like Roseanne Barr. Roseanne Barr tweeted one thing and like nuclear leveling behind her. It was done. She was gone. So I'm sitting there all day Thursday and Friday just watching this take place and go, why is there such leniency going the other direction? I mean, if we're going to have an honest discussion about race in America, like, this is not going to fly. So I'm noodling around, and as I'm wont to do, I sometimes delve into some of those areas on Twitter that may not have the, well, they have the most entertaining reading. Let's just put it that way. I doubt that 98% of what they talk about could ever be true, but they make for fun reading. So there's all these conspiracies. Did Kamala Harris have something to do with the planning of the attack? And would she step forward and, like, you know, be indicted because she actually helped Jussie do this? I thought that's a pretty wild thing. There's no way that anybody's gonna believe that. But there was something that just tricked in the back of my mind, and it was like, you know, Kamala Harris and Cory Booker, they're the only two senators in Democratic leadership that didn't come out and retract what they said about a modern-day lynching, that the Jussie Smollett attack was, in fact, a modern-day lynching. Nancy Pelosi had a tweet up, something to that effect. It wasn't exactly that. She took it down as the evidence came out, and she's like, no, I'm not standing by that anymore. Dick Durbin, the number two in the Senate, did the same thing. He had something up. Once the facts were a little more clear, revised the strategy, may have said something about it, took it down, whatever, you know, didn't hold the same position. Oddly enough, the two African-American senators, Cory Booker and Kamala Harris, decided to leave up, without addressing it, their tweets that said that the attack on Jussie Smollett was the equivalent of a modern-day lynching. Now, there's some reason why that language was used. He had them stage it with a noose, The attack, they used a noose, so that the implication of lynching was involved in what appeared to be the attack. But once it was uncovered that the whole thing was just a pile of burning dumpsters, they left that up there. And they didn't address it. They didn't say, we change our position on this or anything. Just left it go. Kamala Harris is still up on her Twitter feed right now. It's 24 days later. It's still up there. So, in the back of my mind, I'm seeing these double standards, and I'm going, huh. There's got to be some sort of exercise, experiment to be done here. So I'm looking through the different conspiracies that are out there. I'm saying, I'm gonna pick one of these conspiracies, and I'm gonna just float it just for a little while. And I picked one that wasn't very scandalous, but it had a certain degree of spice to it. There was this 4chan Reddit thread that was going on, and they were talking about how Kamala Harris may have been the aunt of Jussie Smollett because Jussie's mom's last name was Harris before she married Smollett, and so there was this connection, and her dad was divorced from her mom when she was 7, and she, you know, they had a sister that she never knew about, all this stuff. I thought, okay, this is what I'm going to do. So, without any explanation at all, I post that as a post on Twitter. I leave it up for exactly 2 hours. Not 23 days, exactly 2 hours. Like 4:30 in the afternoon to like 6:30 is how long we left it up yesterday. And I just wanted to see what would happen. And I got to tell you that it was just the most amazing thing. Death threats to my family. Personal attacks against me, all kinds of things, and people on Twitter don't have much of a filter anyway. That's where you go to do this kind of stuff, provoke things, start fights, that kind of thing. That's what makes Twitter fun. You don't do it on Facebook. Facebook's for like family photos, and Instagram is where you go to get inspired. But Twitter is where you can get away with, you know, sometimes throwing a loogie across the classroom. So this is what we did, and within those 2 hours, I think we had something like 1,000 retweets, and then the messages were just legion. Because what happened was a bunch of the resist and far left wing Twitter followers got it, and then just like wildfire through their things. So here's what it was: my tweet implied that. Kamala was hiding something because she might be Jesse's aunt. And that was the extent of the damage that little rumor could, you know, it just made an association. Kamala's tweet said that it was a modern-day lynching. And it basically implied that Donald Trump supporters are ready to lynch black people. And it was very interesting how the ramifications and the consequences of the substance of the two tweets side by side. And so when people are writing back, I'm like, huh, okay, so you're a little upset about this. Were you upset? And I asked this directly of about 2 to 3 dozen of the responders before I just started getting the same answer over and over again. And they would never answer it. I would say, oh, well, you're upset about this here, but what about this here? And could not get any of them to reply, which told me something. And I want to say something about the conservative side of Twitter. So within the same amount of time, there were conservative influencers on Twitter, and I remember three specifically. I didn't read all of the responses, but I know that Eric Erickson and Frank Luntz and I think Ellie Bufkin from The Federalist all either direct messaged me or said, do you have a source for this? What's the follow-up on this? Or I don't believe this is true, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I didn't bother to communicate with anybody on either side about what I was doing. I just did it. But I was so impressed because what conservative Twitter did, instead of just running with the wildfire, they were like, well, wait a minute. How do we check this out? Where's the double sourcing? Where's the this and that? And they were like being very, very conscientious, whereas the left side of Twitter was just like, hell's bells, McCullough's Satan, and, you know, may his spawn burn in hell. Like, it was just, and that's putting it nicely, what they said. I've read more four-letter words directed at me in the last 24 hours than I've ever, well, ever cared to. But you work as a conservative in New York talk radio. You're going to get this every day. So that said something to me quite interesting. And it said to me a couple of observations that I want to delve into for this hour, because this was really my overall motivation. I wanted to see what would happen so we could have a philosophical discussion about it. 888-340-3373. And hi, if you're a Kamala supporter, resistor, go get him. But the response to the level and the importance of what was said on Twitter that wasn't entirely accurate, and the reaction to it that it created, given the social consequence that's attached to it, I thought was rather remarkable. I'll give you my thoughts on that when we come back. All right, we've got a lot to get to. In an hour or two tonight, we're going to put all politics aside, everything else. We're going straight to the movies. Run the Race is out. It's the number 3 film at the box office on average per screen this weekend, and we will talk to the entire cast. Stay with us. It's Radio Night Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
Glad you're with us, Calvin McCullough. Thank you for being here. And if you're joining us because you're a Kamala Harris supporting resister, you're welcome as well. In fact, if you call in, I put people that disagree with me on at the front of the line. So I know you've been reading all kinds of nasty things about me on Twitter today. Most of them are not true. Most of them. But feel free to jump into the conversation because I trolled you guys and did a pretty good job of it. But I wanted to see what it was going to unveil, and I was pretty impressed with this. So if I was going to break this down and say how the left and the right respond to things that are dangerous or even unflattering towards their people, you have the side-by-side comparisons of Kamala Harris's fraudulent tweet saying that that Jussie Smollett had been lynched in Chicago, totally staged incident, and then you had the other tweet that implied that Kamala Harris might be his relative, but might have or might not have impure motives in not revealing that. So a couple of different levels of urgency about the two things, right? I mean, one addresses a societal breakdown of racial relationships and policing and Trump support and people that don't support the president and people that hate the president. And the other just kind of says you're related or you're not or whatever. And there was a reason why of the different theories that I could have picked from to kind of like stoke this flame, I went with that one because it was the least implication in terms of anything negative that there could be. Just implying that she hadn't revealed that she was related to him, which I don't think she is. I honestly don't think she is. There were two or three source documents that everybody kept pointing to. There was a Wikipedia page that wasn't Jussie's page. It was his brother's page, and they had an Aunt Kamala listed on that at one point. But that has since been taken down, and this whole thing has been kind of fun to watch. So all that to say, when the left was confronted with the reality that what they were pushing was actually threatening to the welfare of the common good, so the racial stability, for example, in the city of Chicago, that guys with MAGA hats are the problem. And we have another story today, is actually on the front page of Drudge almost all day long today, of a woman that went off on a guy that was wearing a Donald Trump hat, a MAGA hat, and she ended up getting arrested for it because she was assaulting him, and this was on Cape Cod. This is all, you know, rich white folk biking around the island or the area there in Massachusetts. But Roseanne Santos, 41, charged with disorderly conduct, assault, and battery. She told police she was upset that a man was wearing the MAGA hat at a Mexican restaurant. He's a 23-year-old, Brighton Turner of Mashpee, Massachusetts, and she was so annoyed, and her actions kind of annoyed him, so he pulls out his phone and started recording her, and as he did, she went ballistic, assaulted him, tried to take the hat, etc., etc. He was minding his own business, more or less, when she started yelling at him because of the hat, which bears the theme of the Donald Trump campaign, Make America Great Again. So there's obviously this justification in the political left that you can not only tell untruths about the Donald Trump supporters, but you can literally be violent against them and feel somewhat justified. There's this justification on the political, societal, cultural left that just doesn't have a problem with that. Not only that, if you in any way throw shade at any of their icons, and I don't mean attack their supporters. Nobody was running up to Kamala Harris and, like, you know, punching her campaign assistant in the face. Or, you know, someone wearing a pin, you know, beating them down because they had the Kamala tag on. Just saying something critical about them brings out violent threats and behavior from the same crowd. Now, why is that? That's what I want to explore in the rest of the hour that we have left. 888-340-3373. What is it about the left that makes them think that violence is the way they have to go to achieve their ends? And you see this militancy, this kind of willingness to get kind of that belligerent, even violent in tone and kind of appearance and so forth with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar and Congresswoman Tlaib. You know, Omar tweeted Allahu Akbar the day after the Benghazi attacks. I mean, this is it's a new breed of political left that we have. But why is that? What is it about the worldview that they ascribe to? I mean, I could pull up my Twitter feed today and show you literally 200 people that wished all kinds of obscene and perverse things be done to myself. Because I questioned whether or not, you know, publicly, whether or not Kamala Harris may have had something to hide as it related to the Jussie Smollett thing. Without actually even making that damaging of an implication. It was just maybe she was related and didn't mention it. That was as far as it went. That wasn't, hey, stand over there so you can see that camera and then make sure that the light hits you so they see the hat and then say, hey, make America great again, and then use the N-word and then beat you down and put the rope over my neck and then drag me out of sight into the shadows. Somebody tweeted this week that they thought Jussie Smollett might have accidentally started a race war. I tweeted back, what accident? There was so much premeditation in his actions. And what I don't understand, when Roseanne Barr tweeted what she tweeted, I was repulsed by it. I thought it was highly inappropriate. And she lost everything. She lost her TV show. She lost any opportunity to have a TV show. She had to just basically, like, go back to the private sector and just be a private person. I don't even think she's come back out on social media yet. But the interesting thing about this is that the implication of if this charade had been able to be carried out would have gone so much farther. And where's the, I don't know, the common outrage that should be expressed? Kamala Harris couldn't even say that what Jussie did was wrong for the first 24 or 48 hours after he was basically found out to have staged the whole thing. She literally, there's this one clip online, she can't find words. She literally and she looks over her shoulder like, hey, is someone here to help bail me out? Like, really strange. 888-340-3373. But why is the left so willing and so easily provoked to violent methods of vengeance when they feel put off? Let's talk about it. 888-340-3373. We're live from New York. It's Radio Night Live. I'm Kevin McCullough. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
R. Kelly's lawyer says the singer doesn't have much money, so it will be hard for him to cover $1 million bond. He's being held in Cook County, Illinois, on sexual abuse charges, which he denies.
Robert Kelly would spit on her, slap her in the face, and choke her.
In graphic detail, State Attorney Kim Fox describes the allegations involving four women who say they were sexually abused by R. Kelly. One of the cases involved a 24-year-old who says she had an appointment to braid Kelly's hair back in 2003.
Robert Kelly grabbed the victim by the head and tried to force her mouth onto his exposed penis, and the semen was identified on the shirt.
The charges involved multiple forced sex acts. According to court records, three of the four women were between 13 and 16 years old when the alleged abuse happened. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin McCullough welcoming you back in. Hour number two coming up is going to be fun. We're going to take a departure from the headlines of the day and talk with the cast of Run the Race, which is opening this weekend. It is the number three average per screen after Friday, the opening night. It was number three average per screen of people that are on, of movies that are on more than 500 screens nationally. It's on 800 and something, and it was averaging almost $1,000 per screen per average, which is really good. The only thing that was beating it was the top two, and those were both new films out this weekend as well. All right, let's go to so we're talking about this kind of dichotomy when liberals are forced to kind of undergo the same kind of quote injustice that Trump supporters had to go through. And through this little exercise that I conducted on Twitter yesterday, it's pretty. I mean, there's a reason why the word triggered is used to describe the left of center folks in the country, the resistance. And, you know, my wife is from California, and she's got a lot of California people in her social media feed. She's always telling me how, like, just completely unhinged these folks are. I guess I never really took her all that seriously about it, but I see exactly what she's talking about, because a little bit of criticism of Kamala Harris, and coupled with then this kind of conspiracy theory that I threw out there, just spun them into ever-loving four-letter word swearing tornadoes of anger. Let's go to line one. Greg is calling from Augusta, Georgia tonight. Hello, Greg. Thanks for watching us on Biz TV. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. What's your take?
I tell you, you know, I bumped into your show here, and immediately I was like, I'll tell you, the morning after Trump was elected, I woke up and found that my whole family is completely left, and it's been the attack since then, all this time, and it's like it's a parallel universe to me.
It is.
Wrong is no longer wrong on their side, and I'm not saying that I'm everything, of course, that right does is correct.
Right, of course.
I'm in tune here.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much all I got to say. This is the first time I've voiced my opinion like this, but...
Well, Greg, we'll keep it a secret. We won't tell your family at all. It'll just be between you and me.
Oh, I'm still out with them, but... You can't talk to them too much.
All right, Greg. Hey, thanks for the call. Good stuff. Yeah, you know, there's a lot. I think that a lot of people realize that. And, you know, this afternoon, Mike Lindell, my tremendous friend and great sponsor of MyPillow.com, which, by the way, they have a great special for you tonight. You can still get that bed topper for 35% off and free shipping and two free pillows when you get it. Just use my promo code KMC. Anyway, he's speaking to a group tonight. I don't think it's at Mar-a-Lago, but it's somewhere down near there somewhere. And he was calling to ask me a couple things about some stuff that had happened in the news, particularly as it related to the Planned Parenthood funding that got kind of deep-sixed yesterday by the Health and Human Services Department, which was a great thing. I thought it was wonderful that Health and Human Services is actually going to hold Planned Parenthood accountable and say you can't just ignore statutory rape anymore, you have to report it, and a number of other things. But the idea that he got into this question with me, he was like, Kev, there are these people that honestly think that the country is on its the worst path that it's ever been on. And he said, just from a business guy, he said, it's easy to see that we are so in such a better spot than we were before. He said, what's going on? I said, Mike, I think it's just this parallel universe thing. Like, they breathe the same oxygen you and I breathe, but they are so insulated from reality that they can't even admit when things are actually good. And I think I saw quite a bit of that exhibited in this little exercise that we did. Let's go to Lexington, Kentucky, watching on Biz TV. Tom is there on line two. Hello, Tom. Welcome.
Good evening. How are you tonight?
Thanks
for taking my call.
Thank you.
I think there's one observation that explains a lot of this, and that is that those on the left are generally, not all of them, but the overwhelming majority of them are just not very bright people. And when they get backed in a corner on an argument or a position, they have to resort to anger and getting physical. And, you know, most of those on the left, and I'm including a lot of the elected officials like Nancy Pelosi and Ms. Cortez, they're just not very smart people. I've heard these people call in on the radio shows, and in your experience, have you ever found a liberal that could out-argue or persuade a talk show host, a conservative
not
talk
usually,
show host?
Not facts? Usually on substance, Tom, no. And thanks for the observation. That's a pretty astute one. No, not on substance usually. Usually, if a liberal gets the better half of an argument, it's based on emotion and it's based on empathy. But it's very seldom based on, hey, here's the case study that we did, and this proves why we were correct on it. And you're right. When you lose the argument, all of a sudden,
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
62641. What a lovely night in New York. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. That's the Chrysler Building. I wonder where did you get that view from? Must be the top of the Empire State Building or something. I don't know. Anyway, welcome in. If you're watching on Biz TV, you just saw that beautiful shot. If you're watching online, which we are streaming tonight on Periscope and Twitter, and of course we'll bounce that over to Facebook here shortly and so forth, we welcome you as well. And if you're a Jesse Smollett or Kamala Harris supporter, we welcome you as well. All of you, the thousands that have been, you're the devil, you're the meanest, nastiest man that's ever lived. Because I said somebody was an ant? Okay. What about that same said person actually saying that Donald Trump supporters want to lynch black people? Where's your outrage at that? See, if you get all bent out of shape that somebody may say, oh, so-and-so's aunt, and she didn't reveal it. That was the big scandal. Oh, a big scandal in my conspiracy theory. For Kamala Harris to still, on some level, hold to the belief that this represented a modern-day lynching tells me a few things. It tells me she will take advantage of the worst tendencies of human belief possible for her own political gain. Kamala Harris is a race hustler. She sat down after all of this happened and she didn't know what to do. She sat down with Al Sharpton for lunch. There's no one that does it better than him. Al's been chasing this stuff for 100 years, back when he didn't weigh 98 pounds. And it's just really odd. And the fact that Cory Booker went along with it, too. And these two people want to be considered serious candidates for president. Now, the first poll is out for New Hampshire from the Gallup organization in the Democratic primary. And Bernie Sanders is wiping the floor. He's at, with millennials, 18 to 35-year-olds, he's at 44% of the vote. With the 17 or what, however many candidates are going to be in that they polled with, he's got 44% of the vote. Kamala Harris is polling about 8% in New Hampshire right now. And I have to think that this whole thing of willing to throw shade at unsubstantiated circumstances and say that America is a place where modern lynching takes place. Even if you don't believe that we are a racially perfect people, and I don't believe that. I don't believe that there's an absence of racism in society today. But I think you call it out. I think you say what it is. And then you send people back to working together. You make them shake hands. You make them make up. And you move on. But I do agree with my friend Larry Elder on this. I do not believe that there is an institutional racist construct to society. In fact, there was a poll, and Larry just shared this with me on my show on Friday, I think it was. A poll done a few years ago. They polled high school kids, white and black, across America. And the white kids believe that there is more racism in the society than African-American kids do. Teens right now. And overall, they all said that they believe that racism is a problem. But when they broke it down and they said to the African-American kids, to what degree do you attribute racism as a daily problem, a somewhat problem, a non-problem in your life in modern-day America? And 80 plus percent of the black teens that responded to the poll said it's a minor problem to no problem at all for them. We don't live in a racially barriered world anymore. And where we find them, we have to tear them down. But what we cannot become, what we cannot do, is become a people that say, for political purposes, oh, we've got people dragging black kids by nooses down the streets of Chicago. And they were wearing Make America Great Again hats. Friends, there's something so sinisterly evil about that plot because of what it seeks to tear away from the fabric of our country. We are a great country because we are a good country. We are a great country because we believe in the generosity of spirit and in the desire to be kind to one another. We believe that we can be a great country because we believe in the rule of law, where we don't reward lawlessness and where we hold people accountable to the laws that they break. That's why what happened there, and I didn't even cover it for the first 6 or 7, 10 days that it was a story, because I was one of them sitting back going, I don't know if I buy this. I want to see what the evidence has to say about what happened. And sure enough, there was nothing to it. It completely fell flat on its face. That's when I thought, huh, this is weird. And now you've got these public leaders that were all exposed. And a lot of them did the right thing. Like, I don't agree with Nancy Pelosi on anything. But she said, hey, I'm wrong. And she took her statement down. Dick Durbin said, hey, I'm wrong. He took his statement down. Most of the rest of the presidential candidates for 2020 did the same thing. Why did Kamala Harris and Cory Booker not do that? Why did they not say that the facts showed that they were wrong? That's where I think we have to be willing to be thoughtful and go deeper and try to have the uncomfortable conversation even more. Because either what they did was sinister in not admitting, or much worse. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. When we come back, I want to tell you about a brand new opportunity that you're going to have. And if you are looking for a great way to not only protect your financial assets, but maybe find some new revenue streams that you didn't have before, I've got a special opportunity for you that I want you to be aware of. I'll tell you about that when we get back from this break. And then hour number two, after the top of the hour, we will delve into the behind the scenes with the cast of the Run the Race movie. That's the film that's out this weekend, first weekend, opening weekend. The Tebow brothers are the executive producers, and we've got conversation with the entire cast. Some of it from the red carpet that I was fortunate enough to attend a week ago, and some of it from the sit-downs that I did with the main characters, and we'll let you have access to all of it. It's Kevin McCullough. We are coming right back. It is Radio Night Live from New York. Don't go away.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Nice night in New York, if you ask the folks there at the TKTS booth. If you're joining us live on Periscope, Twitter, Facebook, social media, etc., welcome. If you're with us on Biz TV, thank you for being there. So many of you have found the broadcast that way, and you just come back every week, and we're so grateful. And then those of you that are on the 300-plus radio outlets that we're on, we're really, really thankful for those relationships. Radio is it's the one I love the most. TV, you know, I do a good bit of it. I'm on with Harris Faulkner regularly on Fox News. There's a certain degree of love that I have for it, but it is nothing compared to radio. I love radio. It just gets in people's heads and blood, and it's just the coolest thing. So I want to tell you about a brand new sponsor that has just come on board, because they are going to do something that I think is rather remarkable. For people that are needing to, I don't even know exactly how to put it, but what you're trying to do is maybe fix some mistakes. Maybe you didn't get started on retirement early enough. Maybe there's some other things that you would like to do from a financial perspective. And some mistakes you can't. You get one chance at it. And the group Grace Advisors is here to help you make sure that you make the most out of your one chance that you're going to get. Grace Advisors make sure that there are no more market roller coaster rides, no ups and downs in your retirement account on a daily basis, but instead steady growth. They point to when the market's up, you're up. When the market goes down, you cut your losses. They'll structure things in a way where you have even greater return on your retirement. So I would love for you to speak to a Grace Advisor. This is a Christian company helping families protect their future every single day, and they are ready to help you. Call 888-586-1615. That's 888-586-1615. 888-586-1615. Or visit graceadvisors.com. That's graceadvisors.com. You can also call 888-586-1615 or speak to a Grace Advisor today. But I'm going to have one of their founders on with us because it's really quite a unique program, and some of the people that I know quite well have gotten involved, and they are very excited about what they think it's going to do for their retirements as they are approaching that stage of life. And I'm excited to be able to offer it to you. So, again, check that out this week, graceadvisors.com. All right, hour number two is on the way. Run the Race is the new film by the Tebow brothers. They're the executive producers, and you've got the entire cast, which includes Frances Fisher, who was the mom in Titanic. You've got two new, brand new young stars, Evan Hofer and Tanner Stein, that star in the starring roles of this story. But it's a really compelling story about a dad and about relationships and about people that go through a tough time. And, of course, football. So stay with us. We've got the full cast that's going to be with us in hour number two tonight. I'm looking forward to those conversations and hope you will as well. And we'll keep you abreast of anything breaking news as well as we go through hour number two. Our phone number is also open, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Or you can email me, kmcradio@gmail.com. Come right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Get an additional